now in the Q&A. We're officially in the Q&A period, and I'll start with you, Derek, as our first question. You mentioned the role of the FDA. Do you imagine that other countries may follow a different path than the FDA in terms of when, how, and what in terms of the vaccines?
Yeah.
That's my first question. And second one is, you know, we have these live versus dead vaccines as well. I wonder if using a live vaccine might be easier and faster to develop.
Okay. I'll take those on in that order. As far as the different regulatory agencies, it is possible because I believe that the Chinese government is very committed to trying to be the first to come up with a vaccine, for China to be the one that comes up with the vaccine and rolls it out to the world, for obvious reasons. Other countries would like that too, but I think the Chinese are putting a great deal of muscle behind that, and I would frankly expect the Chinese regulatory authorities to be pushing things through very quickly. Whether or not that's a good idea or the right decision is very much a separate topic. Second, as far as the live versus, say, inactivated vaccines, you really, the best way to think of it is there are two kinds of vaccine. One is where you give the body the protein antigen and let it develop immunity. The second is where you come in with something that can infect the cells, and then the cells make the protein antigen themselves. So the first one is, as you say, the killed off vaccines and the like, or just giving a recombinant protein. The live stuff is either an attenuated virus, another viral vector, which is what several companies are doing right now, or the mRNA DNA vaccines also force the cells to make their own antigens. So that's the big split. Those latter ones tend to produce better immunity, but not always. It's going to have to be proven in the clinic.
I was actually thinking that maybe we'll go in a couple different directions in the sense that we may get one vaccine now and then maybe vaccine in the year.
You know, absolutely. One that gives you absolutely.
One gives you temporary immunity, one gives you more of a permanent immunity.
I think we're going to go with the first thing that looks like it helps and buy us some time, and then we'll have the luxury of figuring out exactly what the best one overall is.
Great. Thank you, Derek.